I would like to call to order the meeting, this meeting of the Well-Being Reimagined Committee, May 18th, 2022. Jerry, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Okay, please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Sit down, please.
Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome.
And I see Meredith hasn't logged on yet. Desiree, would you take roll, please?
Yes, of course. Nicolette Arujo. Linda Cardoza.
Present.
Jerry Chang.
Present.
Meredith Chalemi. Andrea Collins. Susan Doback. Sherry Geyer. Margaret Huang. Elizabeth Jimenez. Susan Langley. Carrie Keene. Crystal Miles.
Present.
Patty Mouton. Ann Moudry.
Present.
Joni Nichols. Phil Orland, Barbara Sloat.
Present.
Amina Sen Matthews.
Present.
And Dave Sullivan.
Here.
And we do have quorum, Chair.
Thank you, Desiree. Item number four, AB 361 review and make findings required by government code subsection 54953E3. A recommendation, continue virtual meetings due to the proclaimed state of the emergency arising from COVID-19. Meeting in person presents imminent risks to the health and safety of attendees, and the emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person. Do I hear a motion to accept this recommendation?
Dave Sullivan, move it.
A second?
Mina, second.
Okay. Desiree, would you call roll?
Nicolette Arujo. Linda Cardoza.
Yes.
Jerry Chang.
Yes.
Meredith Chalemi. Andrea Collins. Susan Doback. Sherry Geyer. Margaret Huang. Elizabeth Jimenez.
Recording in progress.
Susan Langley. Carrie Keene.
She's on vacation.
Crystal Miles.
Yes.
Patty Mouton.
Yes.
Ann Moudry.
Yes.
Joni Nichols. Phil Orland. Barbara Sloat.
Yes.
Amina Sen Matthews.
Yes.
Dave Sullivan.
Yes.
And that is majority chair.
Okay, thank you. Item five, do we have any guests present today, Desiree?
We did not receive any requests to speak. If there are members of the public this afternoon who would like to address the committee, please use the hand raise icon or press star 9 and I will unmute you. And seeing none, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Okay, item six. I'm so pleased that we have a presentation today about from Be Well OC and the Mobile Mental Health Crisis Response Team. And our guest speaker will also talk about seniors who are experiencing homelessness. Our guest is Natalie Basmajian, who is the homeless coordinator for the city of Newport Beach. And Natalie serves on the staff of the Newport Beach city manager. So with that, Natalie, it's all yours, my dear.
Barbara, thank you for inviting me to speak today. Yes, I am the homeless coordinator for the city of Newport Beach. I've been in this position 2.5 years. And prior to that, I was our deputy library director. And I've been with the city for 13 years. A federal law changed back in 2018 called Martin versus Boise, Idaho. I'm not going to do a deep dive into that law, but that law was basically challenging anti-camping ordinances in the western part of the United States. When that law changed, it changed how our law enforcement officers could enforce loitering and public camping on public access areas in our city and again through the 9 western states. So after a year of trying to manage everything strictly through law enforcement, our city manager, Grace Leung, decided to create a position to manage all of the resident interactions, employee interactions, and most importantly, access to services for our neighbors experiencing homelessness. She reassigned me in September of 2019 to the city manager's office. In that role, I manage and oversee our contract with CityNet, our social services provider. I'll give more detail about what CityNet does if people are not familiar. I began engaging in a lot of public speaking and community events in the city of Newport Beach, mostly to reassure and educate our residents on what is available to help people, what the police can and cannot do in an ethical and responsible manner to help people experiencing homelessness. And most importantly, connecting people in need to the services they need to end homelessness. CityNet, as I mentioned, is a fantastic social service agency for us. They do everything from street level engagement with people. They can get people their identifying documents such as photo identification, birth certificates, replacement social security cards. They can help people with matching to housing vouchers, help them move into new apartment units. But what we noticed was there was a shortcoming if people were experiencing acute bouts of either recurring mental illness or anxiety and depression because of their circumstances. And CityNet could only take that interaction so far. Their mandate is strictly street outreach to housing and shelter intakes, which is, I'm not going to go into a lot of that today. So around the end of 2019, we were approached by the then city manager in Huntington Beach, who's now at Irvine. And he said, you know, we're hearing about this new initiative called Be Well Orange County. And we want to see if it's something we can do with Newport Beach. Maybe we do a regional collaboration. And we had no idea what Be Well was. Well, it turns out Be Well had just broken ground on a 7-acre physical campus in the city of Orange, which opened in January of 2021. And they were starting a mobile mental health crisis unit in the communities they serve. So we started 2020 very optimistic, as everyone did, 2020. Yeah, and what wound up happening is we decided to go ahead with this Be Well initiative and add this mobile mental health unit to our city, certainly to augment the police and fire first responders, but again, more importantly, to help people in crisis, in need, and meet them where they are. So to get through this process, we actually received a one-time anonymous donation from one of our very generous residents to purchase, outfit, and retrofit the van that's now in service. It was a $132,000 donation from our resident in Newport Beach. We paid for the remainder of the one-year contract, with CARES Act funding, because we could justify not only our senior population, but everybody needed a little boost and a little care with mental health during the pandemic and as we're going through all these different phases of coming out of the pandemic. So that being said, one of the main areas we wanted to focus our Be Well services was with our senior population. We have a very vibrant senior community in Newport Beach. We have a well-loved, well-used senior center in Corona del Mar that serves our population. And our senior services staff was getting phone calls for the past 2 years of isolated seniors. They hadn't seen their grandchildren. They don't like using Zoom to try and keep in touch. There's no physical contact. And we really saw the Be Well service as a way to re-engage our senior citizens, reassure them, and ultimately make for a healthier community. Since we launched Be Well in the middle of February of 2022, they have gone to 3 different events at our senior center, our Oasis Senior Center. They've gone to community meetings to showcase the van, which I'll go into more detail about what the van and the service is. And they've been able to meet people throughout the city. It could be somebody in a park. It could be somebody experiencing homelessness. We have examples of our minors, anyone under 18 that might need help. So this service has really augmented what police, fire, and CityNet are able to do in the city. What we've done a little bit differently in Newport Beach is I have tasked our mobile unit with engaging with our people experiencing homelessness in a proactive way. In most cities, they wait for a dispatch call from police and fire and then go on scene. I didn't want them just sitting there as an unused resource. So they are actively going to all of our local parks. Our city is 52 square miles. They're able to go everywhere from the top of Newport Coast down to the peninsula and the piers and really get a handle on who's in the city, who might need help, and make contact with our residents. So our van is staffed 12 hours a day, 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The staff on board is always an EMT with specialized training and then mental health professionals. We have a marriage and family therapist as our supervisor. We also have an employee that used to work at the Division of Child and Family Services. So she gets called on a lot when we have family situations involving minors. We have a crisis de-escalation specialist that worked in refugee camps overseas. And we have two people actually earning their doctorates in psychology, and they have clinical skills to deploy in the city. So what they're able to do is really meet people where they are, talk to people, de-escalate the scene. If they're called with police and fire, they wait for that incident on-site commander to say, okay, we've determined it's not a crime. We've determined it's not an acute medical emergency. And Be Well is filling that gap between those two services. So when they can come on scene, they can, you know, offer basic first aid. They're not paramedics. They can talk about, you know, how somebody's day is going, how did they get to this point in the day, and offer these services where the person is. Their goal is to keep people in the community and reintegrate back into their families and their jobs and their lives. So on average for our city, they've been able to resolve about 88% of the interactions in the city of Newport Beach. That other 12%, if people need care or transport, Be Well is taking that burden off of our first responders. In times past, if a police officer needed to transport somebody to a shelter or to services or to an appointment, that took that officer or officers offline and out of Newport Beach for any other service calls. Be Well is able to transport to their campus in the city of Orange. At that campus, they have the first sobering station in the county. There are 12 separate areas that have a cot. People can get a hot meal, get a change of clothes, and then decide if they want to transition into more of a residential treatment program. The campus also has the first adolescent stabilization unit in the county. Chalk does not have one, and Hoag's and Global Medical are really for adult services, and also College Hospital in Costa Mesa. So they are definitely filling a need that we have in terms of providing that other piece of service. And then going back to our senior population, most of the calls they've handled, whether it's on site or over the phone with our senior population, are people that are housed. And this could be somebody who doesn't know how to navigate, you know, a lease renewal and they're getting all stressed out, or it could be somebody who's, you know, trying to figure out how technology works to get a hold of a grandchild. So they've been able to do a little bit of everything in terms of that mental health space and wellness. The other piece that they've been able to do really well is de-escalate families with adolescent children. We had a scene last week, and the police requested Be Well for a 13-year-old. And at the time, before Be Well got there, the officers presented the family with two choices: putting a 13-year-old on a 72-hour psychiatric hold in an adult facility, or taking the child to juvenile hall. When Be Well came on scene, they gave a third option, which is transport to the campus for de-escalation, and that's the option that worked out well for that family. So we've been able to utilize them in a lot of different ways. And again, having them mobile in the city and responsive to our first responders and our residents has been key to making this work. Our population for our homeless population tends to be an older demographic. We have people that are in their 60s and their 70s, and you know, in their older 50s. And a lot of times they don't trust what social services are offering. They've been in and out of shelters. They're on very limited fixed incomes. They could have disabling conditions that haven't been documented. Be Well has done a great job collaborating with our Orange County Healthcare Agency team that is in the city several times a week. They've been able to collaborate with CityNet and help people start that housing continuum. And then they've just been a great support for our community, whether they're going to resident association meetings. As Barbara mentioned, we just had our Oasis Health Fair. We were at that event. And they're able to showcase what services they provide. To go back to the van specifically, they can ride with up to 3 employees. And then in the back of the van, they're equipped to transport up to 5 people at a time. They have had to do that for families. And one of the 5 seats is kind of a jump seat that can convert to transport a minor safely, or even a car seat with a baby in it. So they are safe during transport. The van also has a wheelchair ramp. They can transport bicycles and belongings. They're really, you know, helping in a way that our other agencies cannot help. So that's an overview of the services. And then just looking ahead, Be Well has broken ground on a 2nd campus in Irvine, just outside the Great Park. That's going to be a 20-acre campus with on-site treatment and resident facilities. And then they're trying to identify a 3rd site in the North service planning area to be able to serve the communities up north. The 5 cities that currently have the Be Well mobile team: Huntington Beach, they actually operate 2 vans, Newport Beach, Garden Grove, Anaheim, and Irvine was coming online this week. I've been to their campus. It's very dynamic. It's very welcoming. It's a very busy place. And to be able to see that we have this incredible resource now in our county has been very heartening. I've been getting contacts from other cities, other counties in California, and even some out-of-state inquiries into how other communities can add this resource into their community. So in conclusion, their program is actually based on a service model out of Salem, Oregon called CAHOOTS that's been operating since the mid-1980s. And fast forward now, we have this resource in Orange County, and it has been a fantastic partnership for our city.
Great. Do you anybody have any questions for Natalie? Joni, you're muted.
Just waiting to be called on. Hi, Natalie.
Hello.
Back from the library days. As a Newport Beach resident who also works on a team as an EMT and with making food and providing trauma-informed street care with Wound Walk, nice. And also a member who sometimes joins on Nextdoor online.
Yes.
My request to you is to please you or someone on your team have a presence on Nextdoor.
Okay.
It's pretty toxic, I understand. But just recently, there was, when I published everything that you were doing in reply to neighbors' comments about the homeless or about people on vagrants on the streets, whenever I put about Be Well or I give your number, I get a lot of pushback. And I think as great as the program is, there's not enough understanding of what it does.
Okay.
You need to be I'll be happy just to send you when there's a need, but there is definitely a need at least once a week.
Okay.
So please look at the Nextdoor for Newport Beach, Balboa Island, Corona Del Mar.
Thank you. Yeah, I do live in town, so I see those in real time. I'll work closer with our public information manager to make sure that's going out in a timely fashion. Yes. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Natalie. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Natalie?
Oh, Patty. Sullivan, I have a question.
Oh.
Okay, Natalie, Dave. Great presentation.
Thank you.
I wanted to share a concern that our police have with the same program, as you mentioned. We've got a couple of vans in Huntington Beach, and they're concerned, there's so much craziness going on. They're concerned about the safety of the people making the initial contact, over the weekend, there was it in Newport? No, it was down in Laguna Niguel or whatever, with the Presbyterian Church thing. Oh, sure. People are just, all over. And then Buffalo was just recently and that type of thing. But the problem is, as you kind of mentioned, they're undermanned as it is with all the craziness that's going on. So I don't know what the answer is. As a former military person, I think they should be carrying a gun, but that would take training and the like. So anyways, that's just my comment.
Thanks, Dave. Any more questions? Oh, Anne, I see your hand. And I'm sorry, Patty, you had your hand up first.
Mm-hmm.
You want to unmute?
Go ahead, Anne. Go ahead, Anne.
Oh, well, I thought it was a very good presentation, Natalie. Did you mention you have a picture of the van? So if I see one, I know what it looks like.
Well, I did mention it, and then I forgot to bring the flyer with me on vacation to show the van. I can follow up with, I can follow up with that. It's a bright, like, cobalt blue van. It's one of the Sprinter-style vans, and what's great is it's got the city logo on it because they're a contractor with us. And then it says, Hope Happens Here. So it's a very, welcoming, cheerful van when it's in the community. And what's great is I've been out with the team many times. We'll have people that come right up and ask what we're doing. They'll walk around the van and give us a thumbs up. And that's why I've tasked them with being out and about. I don't want them just sitting in a police parking lot. They're giving a lot of community education by going to all of our different parks. Newport Beach has, I think it's 67 parks, plus all the beach access. So I want them going to all of those locations and engaging with our residents so they know what the service is when they need it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, yeah. I'll send a picture.
All right. Yeah, Patty.
I just had a question. First of all, thank you for the presentation and thank you for the work that you do, because the fastest growing segment of the homeless population is older adults. And I think we have to pay particular attention to their unique, but really special needs and issues. Are you familiar with WoundWalk OC? Is my first question. Do you know them?
I do not.
Okay, then I would very respectfully ask that we provide an introduction to you. Joni works with them a lot. Okay. I support them and do, you know, special things for their agency when I can. They are remarkable at the street medicine kind of work, and they're private. I mean, he started with a little red wagon, and now he's actually got a real agency going where they do first aid and some lower level interventions to get people food, to get people maybe connected to resources. But I think if each of the cities had a relationship with WoundWalk OC, we might then optimize what we can do for folks. And we might be able to capture more folks that are very, very suspicious of any government or city or social workers. You know, they have been burned. If they have this triggered response to a professional representative from the city, they're less likely to have that same response from a WoundWalk staffer because it's delivered in a different way. And I strongly request that there be some interaction.
Okay, thank you. I will follow up, and then it's possible our team knows and I just don't know, but I will definitely follow up and incorporate them. Okay. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Any other questions for Natalie, who's actually joining us from Florida, where she said at a meeting. And what's the temperature there, Natalie?
90 degrees and 88% humidity.
we don't always appreciate how fortunate we are here. Okay, so Natalie, again, thank you so much for your presentation and giving us a lot of food for thought here. So have a good meeting and come back home safely.
Thank you very much, Barbara. I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, bye now.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
So, okay. Item 7, any announcements? Anybody have any announcements and discussion, things for discussion? Yeah, Patty.
At 2:00 is the webinar today that will detail the aging report for Orange County. So I'm gonna have to pop off for that webinar. I strongly encourage anybody who can to attend, and I'll see if there's gonna be a recording.
Great, okay. And the webinar is what, aging in Orange County?
It is all about the recently released report on aging in Orange County. And you all should have gotten a notice. I thought it was sent to Desiree. Desiree, do you know if it was sent around to everybody?
I believe I did share it with Barbara and Erica. So I can send it to the committee now if you'd like.
Oh, that would be great.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So now have item 8, public matters. At this time, members of the public may address the council regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. And does anybody have anything that they'd like to bring up?
Well, I was trying to address, so in the past, the health educator used to do a little report in the formerly known health and nutrition group. So I'm the health educator. So am I in the agenda at all anymore? Or is
Frank, I will put you on the agenda. And if you would like to make a report right now, we'd love to hear you.
Sure. So over the past 2.5 years, I've been kind of working in the call center, but we're slowly bringing back the evidence-based education programs. We were able to do a virtual chronic disease self-management program. We had four attendees with three completers within that program. We have another virtual chronic disease self-management program that's coming down the pipeline for June 23rd is the introduction to Zoom before the actual class starts the following week for every 6 weeks following that. It's from 10 to 11. Desiree sent out the flyer. It's June 23rd to August 4th from 10 to 12:30 virtually. We currently have two people signed up for it. It'd be great to have more people dealing with chronic conditions or loved ones who are trying to help individuals with chronic conditions. This class is free to attend. We are trying to have our first Matter of Balance class at South County that will probably start in June as well. We're still doing the logistics for that as well. And so they already have 15 people already signed up for their class if it moves forward. And so they're also looking for another class to follow in summer as well. And so I already have 5 people for that as well. And we have our classes posted on our website as well as where individuals can sign up for the class.
And what is that
website?
Website.
It's www.ca for California, healthierliving.org/orange. And I will put it in the chat.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Frank. I've seen your name, but I haven't seen you at past meetings. So I'm new to this, so I apologize.
No worries. I mean, we're trying to kind of go back to some sort of normal. So that would be me coming back to these meetings when I'm not teaching the classes.
Oh, okay. Joni.
Yeah. Could you reiterate again who your intended audience is, Frank, for the classes?
Seniors with disabilities and caregivers that are caring for individuals with chronic conditions, usually 18 and older. We've had individuals attend with their caregivers just so that they can communicate better and have a better understanding of what individuals are going through when they have chronic health conditions, how to break down the symptom cycle that puts them into this position. It is an evidence-based class, for those of you who are not familiar with it, where individuals who attend majority of the classes retain the information that was provided in the class for more than a year. That's what evidence-based is it shows the retention of that information, not just a 30-minute to 1-hour presentation. And plus they do a lot of brainstorming and addressing a lot of personal issues that they can address in this confidential class.
So it's interactive. Okay, thank you.
Yes, it is interactive. Anne, how did you like it?
How did we like it?
Anne, how did you like it?
Oh, Anne, you're muted, yep. Anne.
Yeah. I liked it. It's just that I was overbooked in my calendar and I had to free myself up on a few things. But thank you.
We loved you there. It was great.
Good. The book is very good.
Okay. So thank you so much, Frank. And I won't forget you next month. Okay. Let's see. Do we have any other comments, questions, or anything before we adjourn?
Dave Sullivan here.
Yeah, Dave.
I'm jealous of Patty Mouton's dog. I need to be cuddled.
Okay. I wasn't expecting that, Dave, but that's okay. Okay, if there is no further business, I will adjourn the meeting.
Barbara, I believe Jerry has his hand up.
Are we dark next month?
Yes, we are. Okay. We are dark in June.
Okay.
And our July program is going to be it's not etched in concrete yet, so I'm still waiting to hear, but our August program will be Austin Messick from NAMI, and Amina got that speaker for us, and we have our September meeting set, and I met Judy Osuna, who's with Alzheimer Family Center, and she is going to be doing one of our meetings that is going to be interactive. So we get to either get up and do something or sit down and do something. I'm not sure, but it sounded interesting. So I'm trying to lock that in. And if anybody else has any other suggestions. Yeah, Jerry, you're muted.
Okay. Today is the well-being. Imagine talking about the senior, you know, citizen for the homeless, the population keep going for every city. So the same topic we're talking on the housing and the transportation committee. So we lack of the affordable housing and the shelter we run out. So both are the same, you know, topic to, you know, both committee. So we need to figure out, you know, how to improve or find some solution to address this issue. So maybe if anybody have some idea, so we both the two committee, we have some, you know, help each other to see how to get solved this issue. Maybe we can talk. So that's my comment. You know, today we're talking about the same thing. The homeless, you know, population in every city, the senior population keep going up, you know. So exactly the same topic we're talking about on the housing and the transportation committee.
Right.
Okay. That's my comments.
Oh, great. Thank you, Jerry. Yeah. Okay. Anybody else have any other comments, anything they'd like to bring up? Okay, if not, then I shall adjourn the meeting. I thank you all for attending and the questions you asked and your comments. And if you, I don't know, I think we're all too old to say we love your bright, shining faces, but that's good too, still. So anyway, have a good month, everyone. Bye now.